We're in the middle of a series called Signs, and this is the sign that we chose for the mothers. Yield to your mothers. It's scriptural, by the way. The title of the message is Honor Your Mother That It Might Go Well With You. You find it in Ephesians chapter 8. How many brought your Bibles with you this morning? You brought your Bibles. Look at y'all. Y'all just getting after it. We're not going to put it on the screen anymore. So if you have your device, your phone or something, you can actually download the Lone Star Cowboy Church app, and it's got a Bible on the app. And so you can do that or bring your Bible. However you choose to do it, we're not going to get legalistic about any of this. So Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth. I want to say a happy life, a long and happy life. I made that part up. There was a mother, and she was pushing a shopping cart through Walmart, and her daughter was riding in the shopping cart, and she was just screaming and just making a lot of noise, and her mom kept saying, "Calm down, Ellen, calm down, Ellen, calm down. It's going to be all right. Everything will be okay. It's almost time to go home." And when she got to the checkout stand, the lady looked at her, and she said, I just want to commend you for your patience with Ellen." And the lady looked at her and says, "I'm Ellen." Sometimes mom just got to resort to talking to themselves. That's all you mamas know. You got little kids. Sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. We come together first and foremost today to worship the Lord. But secondly, we've come to honor the mothers in the crowd and to be honorable. And we believe that if we honor our mothers, that God will honor us according to the scripture. This is a day for greeting and expressing our love. And I just want to encourage everybody to take time out to let your mom know that you appreciate her. And I realize also that it can be a tough time for some, that maybe that their mom is not living, or even a child. And even at some point in time, some of the mothers choose not to come to church on Mother's Day just because it's a hard time. But if you're here today and it's a rough day for you, I just want you to say that you've come to the right place, and let the peace of God that is in this building surround you. Let it come into you. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is our comforter, and the comforter has come, and he'll help you out. Amen. Children, it's interesting. They relate to their mothers differently according to what age they are. At age 4, we say our mom can do anything. Then at age 12, we say mom doesn't know everything. Then at age 14, we say our mom doesn't know anything. At age 18, we say mom is out of step with the times. And at age 25, we say, well, mom knows a few things. Then at age 35, we say, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. At age 45, we say, I wonder what mom would say about this. Then at age 65, we say, I wish I could talk things over with my mom. Seems to me that something miraculous happens when a woman gives birth to her first child. Never ever forget when Darla had our first child. It's just like, it's always miraculous. I mean, I don't know how people believe that it just, this stuff just happens, a big bang, whatever. You know, the Creator created us with so many variances in our bodies, and I'm so thankful for that. But even whenever you give birth, when you gave birth the first time as a mother, there is actually two births, the birth of a mother and the birth of the baby, I believe. And it's a time for celebrating. It's a time that God has stepped in. And I just want to say, too, for those of you who may not have been able to have children, to let this be an encouraging time and let God speak to you about what his plan is for you. And it may be to adopt. It's a great option for our world today, because there are children in here in our congregation this morning that have been adopted, that a mama loved them enough to adopt them and to be their mother. What a gift. It's one of the greatest gifts of creation. A mother is considered out of touch at times to her teenager, just mom to a third grader, and simply mama to a two-year-old. Anybody remember when they were two? They're like, how could you forget? We decided we weren't going to do terrible twos. We were going to do terrific twos. And for the most part, it was terrific. And now we have, Darla and I have a two-year-old granddaughter. And she's absolutely the smartest two-year-old I've ever seen, the most pretty two-year-old. My dad, he used to say, whenever someone would ask him, did I show you a picture of my grandkids? And dad would say, no, and I appreciate it. On Fridays, Dara and I watch Tess. That's our little granddaughter's name. And there's times whenever I watch her by myself, or Darla watches her by herself. But when I'm by myself with my granddaughter all day, at the end of the day, it looks like a tornado hit the house. I mean, it's like, and I told Syl, I said, I don't know how you do this. She comes with the most cutest clothes on her, and then she leaves dirty and mud, and she likes to get in the grain bin where the feed is for the horse. So I let her play in there while I'm feeding the horses, and she feed goes, falls out of her diaper, and it's just, It's really interesting, actually. Mother's Day. You got to love mothers. You got to love mothers. If you have your Bibles, turn to turn to John chapter 2, verse 2. You tell us the third service. y'all are the most blessed ones, because I got practiced twice before I got to you with this sermon. John chapter 2, it gives us the valuable insight to Jesus and his mother and their relationship. I thought this was so, there's a lot of dynamics to this little story here. Chapter 2, verse 2, on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied. Interesting. My hour has not come yet. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. No conversation. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The ones who were with Jesus, the serving ones who were there with Jesus, they knew what was going on. When you stay close to Jesus, you get insight on a lot more things than those people that follow him at a distance. Then he called the bridegroom inside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. And what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. It's believed that one or both, the bride or the groom, or both of them were related to Mary and to Joseph and also to Jesus. They believed that he had a relationship, and it might even have been a very close friend, but for some reason, Mary had felt obligated or had felt responsible for this problem that had arrived here at the wedding in Cana. Jesus was invited and celebrated with them, and that teaches us to be respectful of our own relatives. Now, if your family's anything like mine, I believe most every family has one of those people in their families that's just a little bit, you know, the one you don't want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. But Jesus, being Jesus, he was respectful of the entire family. Jesus attended weddings and dinner engagements to spread his influence. By the way, did you know, mothers, that your influence on your children is the greatest influence that they will ever have in their life, because the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The influence that you have, daddies, on your family, and the influence that you have, please don't minimize the influence. Don't say, well, I'm just not that important. Yes, you are that important, and accept that responsibility that God has given you and step up to the plate and be the mama and the daddy. And children, you be the kids that God intended for you to be. Amen?
Amen.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Jesus had pressure put on him by his own mother. We many times allow circumstances to intimidate us. Mothers can sometimes be somewhat pushy. Now, don't you mamas be shaking your heads at me right now. I know which dog barks when you throw a rock. Mom's going to be a little pushy or insistent, maybe we should say. After all, they did bring us into the world. My mama said, I brought you into the world. I can take you out. Mary informs Jesus of the potentially embarrassing problem. She said to him, they have no wine. Some think that she did not expect him to work a miracle, but to make an excuse or make a speech or just to gather everybody up and make things look a little bit better. But I don't believe that. I believe that she expected Jesus to do something miraculous. There's a little saying, is blessed are those who expect nothing, for they shall not be disappointed. You know, God is honored when you expect something out of him. Did you know that God is honored when you have faith in him to do something miraculous? When you put your faith in him to do something above and beyond anything that you could do? When you stop looking at yourself and looking at your problem and you start looking at him, the one who can solve your problems, that has all of the answers to your problems, and at times when you need a miracle, he will pull through with that miracle if you'll just be faithful to him. You have not, somebody said, because you ask not. I'm going to challenge you, don't be afraid to ask. I truly believe she was looking for a miracle. Apparently she thought it was time. Her mama's boy was coming into being a man. Actually, he was God in man's clothes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine raising Jesus? Can you imagine having Jesus in the house? You get up for breakfast. Who's going to pray? Oh, man, we're out of groceries. We don't have any bread. Jesus, that ain't no problem, mama. What do you want, rye bread? You want unleavened or leavened bread? You want wheat? You want a loaf of bread? You want it sliced? He's said, I'm the bread of life. How would it be? How would it be having Jesus in your home? Oh, he is in your home. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He said, if you need bread, I am the bread of life. How many knows that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord? God has your best interest at heart. Now if you're one of them that, well, I'm a self-made man, well, first of all, that's a lie. Your mama had a lot to do with that. And God had more to do with it than your mama, because he made it possible. We all are miracles. I think people that don't live on a farm or don't live on a ranch, it's like you don't really get to see all of the intricate things that can happen in animals and birthing it's just crazy out there. I think it takes a lot more faith to believe in the Big Bang Theory than it does in that God created the heavens and the earth. I think it takes a lot more faith for that. No problem. The bridegroom may have sent out for more wine, but Mary, she went to the source. And I would just encourage every one of you, when you have a problem, go to the source. Not breaking the fifth commandment. We know that Jesus had never sinned. That's the reason he could be the perfect sacrifice. But he didn't break the fifth commandment when he said to Mary, my time is not yet. The hour has not come. He pushed back. Yeah, he pushed back against the demand. Did you know, children, listen to me, children, that you can push back with your mama if you push back with honor? You can talk to your mama, and now mamas, you got to be willing to listen to your child when they push back. But if it's not honorable, you can, then they will get honorable. When I was in second grade, I didn't have no friends at all in school. I was probably the most shy person you ever seen. I was so shy I wouldn't even stand in line to buy a lunch ticket. My brother did it for me. I was that shy. Got over that. Prayed through over that. God changed me. One day I came home and I was talking to my mom. I said, Mom, I don't have any friends at school at all. Nobody likes me. And she said, well, Randy, tomorrow's a new day. She said, I expect you to make a friend tomorrow, just one friend. And if you don't make a friend tomorrow, when you get home, I'm going to whip you. See, now some of y'all think, you're thinking, you know what I did the next day? Yeah, that's right. I made a friend. I'm telling you what, sometimes you got to be pushed into doing the right thing. Now, kids, let me tell you something. You may not understand every reason your mama or your daddy tells you no, but you still have to honor them. Now, listen, kids, and adult kids too. This is good for you too, because when you have a mama, it doesn't matter how old you get, you are still responsible to honor her no matter how old you are. I want everybody to say amen to that. It doesn't say if your mama is honorable, honor her. Some of you got, you don't know my mama. I don't need to know your mama. Honor her. That it may go well with you. So I've got a question for you. If you're not real honorable to your mama, how's it going? Good question, isn't it? I made a friend because my mom understood the power of persuasion. So Mary, I love her response here. She goes to Jesus and she told the servants, something that really should be adopted by all of us. She said, do what he says. If you can't remember anything about this sermon today, remember this. When you do what he says, amazing things will happen in your life. Amen. Simply by doing what he says. So after Jesus pushed back with her, she didn't take him outside and scold him. She just simply believed that he would do what was the right thing to do, and she told the servants to do what he said. Now, there might have been a little bit of faith involved with that, and there might have been a little bit of... Did you know that moms can communicate without saying a word? Like, this is what I believe she said. I believe she said, you do as he said, and then I think she looked over at Jesus and went... Who knows? The challenge Mary and all the other relatives had was that they must never expect him to play favorites with them or her in the working of miracles. Because Jesus, he said this, he pointing to the crowd, these are my brothers, these are my mother. In other words, he was saying that when we're adopted into the family of God, that we are family with Jesus, adopted sons and daughters into the kingdom of God. I don't know if you can get what I'm saying to you right now. I said that you have been adopted into the kingdom of God, and you are royalty when it comes to being a child of the Most High God. Yes. Too many times we live under the realm of what God has for us because we don't know our identity. You are royalty in the kingdom of God. Please get this in your thinking. Please get it in your thinking. In the things of God, we must not prefer one over the other. Truly, all men and all women are created with the same value in the kingdom of God. However, the lesson is this, even though he said it wasn't his time, this was his mother talking to him. And he not only honored her, listen to this, he submitted to his mama because he knew there would be somebody along the way that would be reading this passage of scripture and say, well, Jesus didn't submit to his mama when he didn't want to do what she said. Y'all looking at me kind of strangely there. Even in death, he cared for his mama. He never stopped loving her, never stopped caring for her. Jesus honored his mother Mary even as he hung on the cross. Oh, by the way, Mary needed a savior too. Jesus was not only her son, he was her savior. Because Mary was not perfect either. Some people believe that she was, that she never sinned. But the Bible says that all have sinned. It didn't say all, everybody, but Mary and Jesus hadn't sinned. It said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We must back up everything with scripture. So here's what Jesus said, standing in John chapter 19. Just go 17 more verses there in John chapter 2 to John chapter 19, verse 25, it says, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister Mary, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, woman, and here's the expression, and this was an expression of honor. Don't think that Jesus, please listen to me, don't think that Jesus was being disrespectful when he said, woman, my hour has not come yet. This was a respectful term in those days, so don't think that Jesus was sassing his mama. And as he was on the cross, he used the same term, woman, here is your mother. Then he said to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The responsibility, he wanted to, all that was happening here is Jesus just wanted to make sure his mama was taken care of. And John, we believe it to be John, took her into his home and took care of her. He cared enough about his mother that he wanted to be sure that she would be okay. If the Son of God takes time from the cross to honor his mother, don't you think he would want us to honor our mothers as well? And as for us husbands, to take time to honor the mother of our children as well. Let me be clear. The fifth commandment given to Moses is to honor your father and your mother, no matter how old you are and no matter how old they are. Amen? It's a commandment with the promise and the commandment with the blessing. One day there, a man came home from work to find total chaos at his home. The kids was outside still in their pajamas playing in the mud, and there was empty food boxes and wrappers all around. And he went into the house and found a bigger mess, dishes on the counter, dog food all over the place, broken glass by the table and sand by the back door, and the family room had toys all over it. And he headed upstairs thinking, surely there's a problem. So he was looking for his wife and became worried. He thought that something might have happened to her. He found her in the bedroom and still in bed in her pajamas, and she was reading a book. She looked up at him and smiled, and she said, "How was your day, honey?" He looked at her and he said, "Well, what happened here today?" She smiled and said, "Well, you know, every day when you come home from work, you ask me what I did today. And today, I just didn't do it." So true. So true. One of my favorite memories about my mom is that she was a praying mama. That she would pray for us boys, and it made a huge impact on my life. A godly mother translates the scripture into her everyday life. It's one thing, mamas, to say it, but it's another thing to live it out in your lifestyle. And that is what speaks louder than words, is your life and your lifestyle. There's a story concerning Abraham Lincoln. One day he was at a slave market, and he noticed a young African woman being auctioned off to the highest bidder. You remember, these were the days whenever slavery was still legal. The story says that Abraham Lincoln bid on this girl, and he won the bid. And when he looked up at her, there was anger and hate in her eyes. As Lincoln walked off with his property, he turned to the woman and said, "You're free." She said, What does that mean, you're free?" Lincoln said, "You're free to do as you want." She says, "Does that mean that I can say whatever I want to say?" Lincoln said, "Yes, ma'am, you can say what you want to say." "Does that mean that I can be whoever I want to be?" He said, "Yes, you can be whoever you want to be." She says, "Does that mean that I can go wherever I want to go?" And Lincoln looked her in the eye. He said, "You can be what you want to be. You can say what you want to say. And you can go wherever you want to go." And she looked up at Abraham Lincoln. And with tears in her eyes, she saw something in that man that she'd not seen from anybody else. And she said, "I think I want to go with you." The good that in the mamas, it's because God's in the mamas. When God's there, it's good. When we say, your kids say, "I want to be like my mama," they're saying, "I want to be like Jesus." Because if there's any good in any of us, it's because of him. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, "Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free." True freedom true freedom doesn't come from doing what you want to do. True freedom comes from doing what He wants you to do. True peace comes from the Prince of Peace. True liberty comes from the one who has given you liberty. You can do anything you want to do if you're a Christian, if you love Jesus. And you say, "Oh, preacher, I didn't think that was right because that all my life people in church, they've been telling me what not to do. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that." Well, I'm just here to tell you, if you love Jesus, you won't want to be running around on your wife. If you love Jesus, you're going to be loving your children. If you love Jesus, you're gonna honor your mother. If you love Jesus, you're gonna be the kind of person that is honorable. Yes. Yes. You're not gonna walk away and say, "Well, the preacher preach about wine, we can just drink all the wine we want. You can twist it however you want to twist." But I tell you what, I drink all I want to drink, but I just don't drink because I don't really even want to. Because I don't have to have anything to get me. Jesus brings what I need. And I lean on Him for what I need. And anything that substitutes Jesus is the things that God calls sin that separates us from us. And what that does, that brings bondage to us. The addictions are bondage. Anybody ever been addicted to something? Raise your hand. Everybody, it'll be all right. Go ahead. We're in church. Those things that are hard to break, those things will tear you down. The only reason, please listen, the only reason that God calls sin, sin, is because it'll mess you up. That's all it'll do. And He said, "Stand fast, be strong in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free." Did you know that you can be walking in America and not be free? Or you can be in jail, in prison, and be the most free person in the world? Because it's not about where you are, it's about who is in you. He is more than enough for every situation that you find yourselves in, mamas. He's more than enough, and God will be your God if you let Him. Amen. So we thank You, Lord, for Your word today. Thank You, Lord, for Your many blessings. Today, we're so honored that You have shared Your life with us. We thank You for Your word. What a beautiful word. Pray, Lord, that You just help everybody here in this room that maybe if they don't know You as their Savior, that You would help them, Lord, to understand that you're not mad at them, but that You gave Your life for them so that they could have freedom, so that they could experience this love that we're talking about this morning. We thank You, Lord, for Your many blessings. I'd like for you to keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed for just a second. The scripture says, I said it earlier, but it says that we've all sinned and we've all come short of the glory of God. Everybody in this room has sinned. But the Bible also says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the challenge this morning is, if you've never invited Christ into your heart, or maybe if you haven't, you just haven't been living for Him, I would just invite you simply by raising your hand and say, "Preacher, I need Jesus in my life. I need to make Him the Lord of my life." I want to put a Bible in your hand. If you leave your hand up back there, please. We want to put a Bible in it. Thank you. Anybody else? "Preacher, that's me. I need Jesus in my heart. I don't want to go through life just wondering what it would be like to have peace in my life. The greatest thing that you'll ever experience in your life is peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding." Yep, thank you. I appreciate it. Anybody else? "Preacher, that's me." Slip your hand up high. Anybody else? "Preacher, that's me." Anybody? Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you raised your hand, would you mind looking up at me? Would you mind coming up and let me pray with you? Back there in the back, please. If you mind, I'm so happy for you. Back there in the back, come on. Come on up here. Yeah, thank you. Come on, buddy. I'm proud of you. Thank you. Anybody else? Man, I'm so proud of you, man. I know. I know. Yeah. Listen, here's what's interesting. Jesus hung on the cross all by himself. And see, you come up today. I'm telling you, this is the best thing you've ever done in your life. And it's the only thing. And here's what amazes me is the Bible says that it's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't get right with God by doing good works. You get right with God by humbling yourself. And God, I've got to have your help. So I just want to help you invite Christ to come into your heart. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
And I want to help y'all too. There's one more back there, but I want to help you pray too. And all right, buddy. Bless you, buddy. I'm proud of you. Bless you. Thank you. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to pray. I want you to help. I want to help you pray. But it's simple. We try to complicate this thing, and it's as simple as saying, God, I need you in my life. So I want to help you pray. And y'all help us pray. If you didn't come down and you need Jesus in your life, just pray this prayer and then get baptized. And that'll be your time when you come up. So let's pray. Just repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for dying on the cross.
Thank you for dying on the cross.
For my sins. Lord, I am a sinner. Please forgive me. I invite you into my heart.
I invite you into my life.
From this day forward,
I give my life to you.
Help me to read my Bible.
To pray.
Show up for church. And
get baptized.
I love you, Jesus. Teach me to love you more.
Teach me to love you more.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you, buddy. Hug your neck. Love you. Thank you. Go visit these guys for just a second, if you don't mind. Yeah, those guys over there. Thank you. Would you stand with me, please? It's a good day. We have our prayer team up here. If you need special prayer, we'd love to have you come up. It's not always easy being a mama, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Let the peace of God, those of you may have, this may be a rough time for you, Mother's Day. Let the peace of God rule in your heart and your mind. And let him bring his peace to you. He'll do that for you. So I want to pray for all the mamas. Is that all right? Can I pray for you? All the mamas, raise your hand if you're a mama. I want to pray for you. Lord, I just lift up all the mothers here today. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your love. Lord, today we pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would do what you do best. Comfort those who are hurting. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage those who are doing the right thing. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help all of us, the moms, the dads, the children, help the children to learn to submit to their parents and to honor them and be obedient. And we know, oh God, that you will bless that. And we pray, Lord, that you would just help us all as the family of God to be obedient to your word, to listen to you and to practice it and to be humble, teachable people. Thank you, Lord, for letting your church be an influence in this community. It was such a privilege, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. We love y'all. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.